This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Now, a story about Fannie, Freddie, and Mel. Mel Watt leads the government agency overseeing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those two guarantee most new home loans. Many want to reform Fannie and Freddie, but they can't agree how. That puts Watt in an interesting position to change things on his own, or at least try. And what he does could affect you if you want to buy a home. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports from Washington.
Mel Watt hasn't made a lot of public appearances since he was sworn in as head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency in January. His first major speech was last month at the Brookings Institution.
Well, we are balancing, in a number of instances, contradictory mandates.
The mandate to protect taxpayers while trying to get banks to lend more, but not make risky loans that Fannie and Freddie would still have to guarantee.
There, Everett.
After the speech, Watt hung around outside Brookings and chatted for a while. Not what you'd expect, especially since he's refused most interview requests, including mine. Watt was behaving more like the politician he once was. Watt served in Congress for more than two decades, representing the banking hub of Charlotte, North Carolina. In that former life, Watt worked with people like David Stevens, the president of the Mortgage Bankers Association.
I think he'll work cooperatively with Congress.
The Senate Banking Committee has passed legislation that would gradually wind down Fannie and Freddie, something Watt's predecessor also tried to do. But Congress isn't likely to act this year, which leaves Watt in charge of Fannie and Freddie's fate. But Stevens thinks Watt will let Congress decide what to do with the mortgage giants.
He gets it. I mean, Mel understands his role. He understands the role of Congress.
But Watt's role also involves dealing with a lot of money. Since Fannie and Freddie were taken over by the government in 2008, their profits have gone to the U.S. Treasury every year.
Even in this town, $25 billion a year is a lot of money.
That's Mike Calhoun, president of the Center for Responsible Lending, a homeowner advocacy group. I asked Calhoun whether all that money led to pressure on Watt, maybe from people in the White House who don't want to change Fannie and Freddie because they're afraid of cutting off the spigot of cash. But Calhoun says, nah.
They know he is going to be independent. You know, he's in his mid-60s. He is quite comfortable standing his ground.
Which is a good thing, because even if you've never heard of him, Mel Watt has a big influence over whether you can get a mortgage and how much you'll pay for it. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.